Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. The more blood is spilled in Gaza, the more submission and abandonment there will be. Translated. The Jewish forces recently carried out a series of intense raids across the Gaza Strip, targeting homes, displaced persons' tents, and a police station. These attacks resulted in the death of 31 people, including 7 children and 7 women, marking one of the bloodiest days since the ceasefire agreement in Gaza was announced on October 10, 2025. This occurred within the context of ongoing and deliberate violations, as if the ceasefire agreement did not exist. These attacks were accompanied by repeated demolitions in the areas within the so-called quote-unquote yellow line, further destroying what remained of homes and buildings in those areas. To date, these attacks have resulted in the deaths of 544 people, including 180 children and 72 women, and injuries to more than 1,360 others, 57.5% of whom are children and women. The occupying forces commit these crimes within a clear pattern of systematic violations, fabricating flimsy pretexts and facts to justify the killing and destruction, and proceeding with actions that amount to genocide, relying on suspicious international silence, continued impunity, and without even a regard for a body that was announced to be formed to manage the situation in the Gaza Strip. What is happening in Gaza is clear proof of the fragility of the ceasefire agreement, despite its apparent benefit to the Jews and its aim to enable them to retrieve their prisoners, both living and dead, especially after the escalation of internal protests by their families demanding Netanyahu of their return. The Jews failed to fulfill their commitments in the first phase, and instead of the second phase beginning with the opening of the Rafah crossing, it commenced with the continued bloodshed, the tears of mothers, and the cries of children, along with the ongoing attacks on people, stones, and trees, all under the world's complete indifference and failure, as if the truce had succeeded and the war had truly ended. 2 years and more of continuous suffering in all its forms and manifestations, and everyone just watches. Those who seem most concerned offer only a few words of sympathy and disapproval. It is as if the world has grown accustomed to the sight of blood and cries of bereaved mothers and children. The rulers are preoccupied with preserving their thrones by carrying favor to the madman, Trump, and his ally, Netanyahu, at the expense of Gaza and its people. O Muslim Ummah, the best nation brought forth for humankind, where are the armies? Where are the scholars? Where are the politicians? What is this abandonment of Gaza and its people? Why do you not act to overthrow the treacherous, humiliated rulers and rid yourselves of the subservience and dependence? How can you leave the people of Gaza alone in the face of a brutal enemy and its endless ambitions? How can you bear to see the blood spilled day and night, the ceaseless groans and tears, and the deafening cries? The flood will reach you and the storm will engulf you as long as you remain silent and content with these rulers. As our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is how we make the wrongdoers destructive allies of one another because of their misdeeds. Surah Al-An'am, ayah 129. As one of the early Muslims said, the condition you are in, your rulers will also be in. Work to remove these rulers and install a caliph who will rule you according to Allah's law, unite you and liberate your lands from the occupiers. Women's section in the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.